That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Last week, Lum and Abner's plans to expand their establishment into a big department store were halted temporarily by the realization that it would take quite a bit of capital. However, Lum hit upon a scheme to solve this problem, and he promised to reveal it to Abner on his return from the county seat today. Well, now, we'll soon see what happens next. I wonder how many of you folks are feeling dull and perhaps even irritable because of a simple headache. Well, if you have a headache, here's what to do. Just drop a tablet or two of Alka-Seltzer into a glass of water like this. Listen to it fizz. And then drink it down. You'll like its fast relief. And here's why it's fast. Alka-Seltzer's analgesic pain reliever is already dissolved when you drink it. Therefore, it's ready to go to work on your headache without delay. Now, if you haven't any Alka-Seltzer in the house, be sure to get a package from your drugstore right away. Just keep Alka-Seltzer always handy in the house. After all, there's no use enduring those occasional headaches when you don't have to. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jotham Down store. Lum is unwrapping a package he's just brought in. Listen.
Well, wait, don't rush me.
Well, what is it now? What you got in the package there, Lum? Did you get that in at the county seat?
Just wait, I'll show you the prettiest thing you ever seen in your life.
Well, what is it? Is it a present for me?
Just wait till I get it unwrapped and you'll see.
Is it something to eat?
No, it's something I had printed up for the store.
Oh.
Yeah, there you are. There's one of them. Ain't them pretty?
Yeah, they're pretty all right. What is it?
Well, they're stock certificates.
Oh, sort of like birth certificates, you mean?
No.
I know humans have to have them birth certificates for mightn't everything nowadays, but I never knowed livestock had to have them.
I never said livestock.
Well, dead stock don't need them, Lum.
I mean money stock, shares and all that.
You mean you can cut hair with them things?
Shares, not shears.
Huh? Well, what are they, Lum? They're pretty, but let's settle down to business now. You tell me about that big plan for raising money that you said you was going to spring on me today.
Well,
bring it.
This is it.
You mean we're going to raise money with them little pieces of paper?
Why, sure. We're going to sell them.
Well, Lum, me alive, Lum. You can't make much out of just selling pieces of paper. You said yourself it'd take a few $1,000s to change our place here into a big department store.
Well, you don't understand, Abner. These are shares of stock in our new store. These things is worth $10 apiece, every one of them.
Father Lansick, let me take another look at them. How many of them is there?
There's 1,000. Huh. That package sitting right there is worth $10,000.
Father, let me touch that thing just one time. Where did you get $10,000 to buy them with, Lum?
I never bought them.
Oh. Where did you get them?
What you whispering about?
I feared somebody might hear me.
Well, what if they do? There ain't nothing unhonest about this.
Well, if they ain't, you got a heap better plan than I ever figured you had, Lum. Getting $10,000 for nothing. Lumby, I can tell you right now, I'm for that idea. I don't care what it is, I am for it.
Well, wait a minute. I don't mean I got them for nothing. Uh-oh. I just mean I never give $10,000 for them.
I'd have feared of that.
They cost us $45.
$45. Well, I'm still for the idea. Anytime you can buy something for $45 and sell it for $10,000, well, I want to be in on it. I'd be in on it if you couldn't get but $9,000 for it.
That's exactly what we're going to do. We're making $9,955 profit.
Hooray, hooray for us.
I figured it up in the mail hack on the way back from the county seat.
Yeah, well, you're a good figure. I'll say that for you. You do know them arithmetic stuff. Yes, sir. You ought to have two packages of them, I believe, instead of one. One for each of us we ought to have.
Well, you can't sell too much stock in the store, though, Abner. Sort of got to put a limit on it so the stock will be worth more.
Huh?
See, the idea's this. Every time we sell one of these certificates to somebody, well, then they own a share of stock in the store.
Oh. You mean they're going to own the store?
Well, in a way, but me and you will still run things. See, what we're actually doing is corporating the store.
Putting a tin roof on it, huh?
No, not corrugated. Corporated.
Well, there ain't nothing wrong with the roof we got, Mom. Oh, well, there's a couple little old leaks in it, but I can fix them sometime myself when I get around to it. I know I can.
Well, we ain't going to put on no new roof.
Well, we can do it, Mom. I'll tell you what we can do. We can just paint it up a little bit to where it look like it's new.
Listen, Abner, when you corporate a store, that just means you sell stocks in it to other folks.
Oh, I see. Yeah, what's wrong with me? Then they'll put the roof on, huh?
Oh, for goodness sake.
See if you can get them to fix our screens up too long.
Abner, if you'll just hash up, I'll try to explain this whole thing to you, if that's possible.
Well, you don't have to bother to explain it to me. I'm satisfied. Yeah, with them kind of profits, I don't care if I understand it or not. How much did you say now that you paid for them certificates there? Just $45?
Yeah, I could have got cheaper ones for $25.
But I wish you had. We could have made more money.
Well, I want to have these eagles on here.
Eagle.
See the eagle on there holding them RAs and that flag?
Well, I seen it. I never know just what kind of a bird it was there at first.
Looks more official.
Oh, yeah, I see he's holding them RAs. I thought that's part of his feet there.
$25 ones had the daisies around the age there, but they never had that eagle there.
That looks sort of like an insurance policy, don't it?
Well, that eagle sort of ties in with the eagle's nest idea I had the other day.
What eagle's nest idea?
Don't you know? I said I was going to build an office up there in a sort of a balcony overlooking the store so I can see everything that's going on.
Well, I don't recollect nothing about no eagle's nest.
Well, you did, too. I told you I was going to build the office to look sort of like an eagle's nest. Everybody will be calling me Lum Edwards, the eagle of the mercantile business, if you'll just start it for me.
Yeah, I believe I do recollect hearing you mention that. I just thought you were joshing about it, though.
No, I was dead serious.
Well,
I can sit up there and keep my eagle eye on everything that's going on here. You'll be the floor walker, and you can get around amongst the customers and see that they're all waited on.
Yeah, well, Lum, I've been thinking about that. I don't know nothing about being no floor walker.
Well, there ain't nothing to it.
No, I just don't know about it.
If a customer comes in, you can walk over to her and say, "Good afternoon, Miss Smith. Can I help you, ma'am?"
Can I help her? Oh, she's just looking. She don't want to buy nothing.
Who don't?
Miss Smith.
Well, how do you know what she wants? Who are you talking about, anyway?
Well, Riley Smith's woman, I reckon. Maddie Smith. She always just looks, but never buys nothing.
Oh, for goodness sakes, I ain't talking about Maddie Smith.
Well, that's the only Miss Smith I know around here.
Might be Miss Jones, for all I know, or Miss Johnson.
Bertha Johnson?
Might be. Don't matter who.
Well, I don't see how you'd get them two mixed up, Mom. That Bertha Johnson weighs 200 pounds as she weighs an ounce. Poor little old Maddie Smith won't weigh 100 pounds soaking wet.
Well, I just meant...
And Bertha Johnson's got red hair and Maddie Johnson's as coal black.
I know how they look.
Well, how'd you get them so mixed up then?
I just said Miss Smith...
I believe you got that office or eagle's nest or whatever you call it too far from the front door, Lum. Well, your eyesight's been failing you. I don't believe you can tell who folks is from way back there.
I was just using them for example to show...
Better move up closer.
Oh, well, forget it.
Yeah.
The important thing now is to sell a batch of this stock, or we're not ever going to have a department store. Now, let's see. Who'd be a good prospect? Who around here's got any money?
Well, Charlie Redfield's got some, but it'd take a stick of dynamite to join him loose from any of it.
That's the trouble.
Might be the reason he's got it, I don't know.
Won't hurt to call on him, though.
No.
He's a good businessman, or to know a good deal when he sees one.
Yeah, well, you can talk there. Wait a minute. There comes Grandpappy Spears and Cedric. Maybe one of them will buy a stock.
Yeah, you'll try it out on him anyway.
Yeah.
I know I could sell Cedric if Grandpap weren't with him.
Oh, my, there wouldn't be nothing to that. Though that boy would buy anything he's got the money for.
Well, gentlemen, come in.
Yeah, howdy, fellas, old friend.
Get up, Abner, and give Grandpap that chair.
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure. Here, Grandpap, old boy. Sit right down here and make yourself comfortable.
Here, Cedric, you can have my chair.
Oh, you mean you're going to let me sit there in that swiveled-up chair of yours, Mr. Lum?
Yeah, sure. Help yourself.
Yeah, sit down, Cedric.
Well, wait a minute. This ain't no joke, is it?
Huh?
You fellers ain't put no tack under the cushions, sir.
Oh, no, Lum, me, no. Sit down, Cedric. It's all right, honest.
Jiminy, there's something peculiar going on here. You fellas never treated us this nice before.
Well, it's just because we like you so much and think you're such smart business heads, Grandpap.
Yeah, you see, you fellas just in time to get in on the ground floor.
So that we're going to have a dirt floor in the place, too?
We're changing this into a big department store.
What's a dirt floor?
Opportunity is knocking at your door.
Oh, that was you that done that knocking, Mr. Lum. I see you.
Anybody could have saw that, Lum. You ought to reach around behind you there.
Well, I meant for you to see me. I'm opportunity, and I'm knocking at your door.
Huh?
We're going to give you and Cedric a chance to make a good invest, Grandpap.
Yeah, so long, Cedric.
Get out here now. Sit down, Grandpap.
Yeah, wait just a minute.
Listen to Lum now. Listen to this.
We're going to give you a chance to become a big mercantile king. A chance to become partners in the Jot-'em-Down department store.
Yes, sir.
Oh, sakes, I ain't got no money to buy partnerships in no store. Oh, all it costs you is just $10 apiece.
$10. That's ever since.
And you've made a sale, then. Yeah, I'll take the pigeon-toed thing.
Well.
Just for me, too.
Well, good. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Hand me a couple of them stock certificates there.
Yeah, sure.
Might as well just set a big stack of them over here. I can see right now this stuff is going to go like hotcakes.
Oh, yeah, this was a good idea you had, Lum.
Now, wait a minute here. You mean there's going to be that many stockholders in the store?
Yeah, there's 1,000 shares there at $10 a share, Grandpap.
Oh, well, hold on then. I thought I could buy a fourth interest in the whole seven-legged store for $10.
Why, no, we couldn't afford to do nothing like that, Grandpap.
Yeah, I wouldn't be interested in.
Huh?
No more me neither.
And I'll tell you right now, Lum, nobody else is going to be interested in going in with 1,000 others when the two of you ain't been able to make more than a living out of it.
Doggies, I hadn't thought about
that.
Come
on, Cedric, let's get out of this flat-footed fire trap.
Yes, Mom.
Doggies, 1,000 partners, that's a lot. Couldn't even get them all in the store, I don't believe.
That gummit other big companies does it somehow.
Be awful crowded around these counters.
They sell thousands and hundreds of shares of stock. Folks goes down to the stock exchange and buys and sells stocks in different companies every day. So there must be some way... Wait a minute. I believe I'm getting an idea.
Huh?
Abner, do you know where you could get a blackboard and a telegraph key?
Blackboard and a... Now, what in the world do you want something silly like that for now, Lum?
Don't ask silly questions. Just get them. All right, Grannies, if this new idea of mine don't sell that stock of ours, I'll eat every last one of them certificates, eagle and all.
If this plan of Lum's fails, at least he has solved the meat shortage problem. That is, if he cares at all for Eagle Burgers. So be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, here's a message to you folks who see a busy week ahead, and a suggestion that may help you get all that work done. With a holiday due day after tomorrow, you may find yourself pressed a little more than usual. So here's our suggestion. Keep Alka-Seltzer handy right there on the job with you. Then, if a headache or a touch of acid indigestion should threaten to slow you down for a while, you'll be all set to enjoy the pleasant, welcome relief Alka-Seltzer can give. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore and keep some handy where you work, as well as at home. We believe you'll find it a mighty good assistant on that job of yours.